every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101, the show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack when the reaper's drawing near. We're the ones, when you're done, Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NA, OA, CA, GA, PA, SLA, SLAA, CR, RR, CMA, HA. Anybody else?
I wasn't listening, sorry.
LBA.
LBJ.
FBA.
FDR.
FWA.
These aren't even recovery programs.
Fish World Anonymous should be.
Oh, if you can't, unless you could inject it, it don't count.
I'll bet you could. There's a way. That tank of fish water, that digital fish water, there's a way.
Okay.
Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelley.
And Mark the Solution.
You know, every time you say the solution, I keep thinking of like this chemical mixture.
Yes, a cleaning solution, 7% solution.
He's the clean solution.
I'm the cleaner.
The cleaner.
That's yikes, right. That sounds rather
that
grisly.
Was a pretty good movie. Was it a movie or a TV show? The guy goes around and cleans up after all
It was a TV
these...
show, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'm Mr. Wolf from Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, there you go. There you
yikes.
Go.
Yikes.
Do you know someone who has a problem with drugs or alcohol? You know you want to intervene. But what can you do? Your loved one, friend, or colleague is spiraling out of control. You can help by calling Diversified Intervention Group. You do not have to deal with this problem alone. Call the intervention specialist at 909-559-9568. Diversified Intervention Group specializes in drug and alcohol intervention. We can help break the cycle of addiction. There is hope for recovery. The Diversified Intervention Group is your solution. Call 909-559-9568. Call now before it's too late. We provide services throughout North America. The Diversified Intervention Group. One phone call can make the difference.
Diversified Intervention Group is not a medical provider, nor do we provide medical services. If you feel that you're suffering a life-threatening situation, then immediately call 911 or contact your health care provider. Our drug and alcohol intervention service does not intend to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease.
Welcome back, Shelley.
What?
We're moving on up, baby.
What?
To the east side.
I'm waiting for you to do the intro.
Wow. To that deluxe apartment. And that's the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. The boozy news is moving on up.
Okay, we've got shout-outs to Bruce, Sarah, Bill, and Scott for our news tonight.
Bruce?
That would be you.
Sweet.
You get a shout-out?
Well, he gets credit.
I get a shout-out on my own,
on your
show.
Own show.
That's
well,
nice.
Well, I give credit to everybody who sends me boozy news. So.
I sent boozy news.
In Bluffton, South Carolina, at the Sea Turtle Cinemas, Alexander Offner was found by theater staff to be manhandling his muggle in a showing of Harry Potter and the... What is it? I've forgotten.
I don't know.
Harry Potter and the Something Hallows. Deathly Hallows.
Deathly Hallows.
Yes, he was charged with a felony indecent exposure.
Now, you got to wonder, I mean, I saw the Deathly Hallows. What would be so sexually stimulating in that that you would want to just, you know...
Hermione.
I
mean, that's the only girl I can think of that,
well,
you know.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't remember her like being all like all sexified in that or anything.
Well, she's not, but you know.
How do you know for sure he likes girls?
Might have been Harry. Just the name.
True.
Maybe he's a bear lover. Harry. Maybe he's Hagrid.
For all of you who are not Harry Potter people,
let me
well represent you with a rousing who cares.
Yeah.
All right.
The fact that he's knocking one out to Harry Potter is just a little much.
We've got another one in South Carolina. South Carolina's hot tonight. In Cheraw, South Carolina, in order to supplement her income, 27-year-old Gwendolyn Lowry decided to turn her mobile home into a strip club, complete with a stripper pole in the living room.
Nice.
When police busted her, her audience consisted
of... The mayor?
No, her audience consisted of children who ranged in age from 12 to 19.
Oh, I was going to say, because otherwise, what would she be getting busted for?
She was charged with 8 counts of contributing to the delinquency of a minor and 1 liquor violation.
Which she one offered, was licking her?
What? Oh, geez.
The what?
So which one was licking her?
Yeah, well, you know. Nice.
Here's what's really gross. She offered lap dances.
To 12-year-olds?
Yes.
Where was she when I was 12 years old is all I want to know.
Boing!
Yeah.
Other women were involved, and there's an ongoing investigation.
That's awesome. She's the hero there's of the week. Wrong.
You know what? And not one of those guys called to turn her in.
No.
So 14-year-old boy did not call and say, there's a naked lady here dancing for us.
Yeah, no.
You should arrest her.
Yeah, it was probably one of their parents.
I wonder
found
how
out
she got turned in.
It was a mother.
It didn't say in the story.
Because none of the fathers would either.
On someone, the kid's taking pictures on his cell phone. It's Mrs. What's her last name?
Lowry.
Robinson. It's Mrs. Lowry. Dad's like, where does she live? I need to go speak to her.
Cuckoo-ca-choo.
Yikes.
I am.
In San Jose, California, starting in March, medical marijuana dispensaries will be required to pay a 7% tax. They also instituted a ban on new dispensaries. They have 98 in the city.
That's enough.
That's enough. In San Jose, that's enough.
They should be charging tax anyway. I don't
well,
know how
the
they can get away
is
with not
medical,
charging any tax.
You don't get charged tax on prescription drugs.
Really?
Really.
Then why do I... There's a receipt right there that I paid tax on.
There shouldn't be any tax on it.
You didn't pay tax.
No?
You didn't pay tax.
No.
So this is unusual for them to be charging a tax on...
70-30 insulin doesn't require prescription anymore. Maybe that's why I pay
true.
Tax.
True. That's maybe that's why you pay
I
tax.
I sure as heck pay tax if I buy Tylenol.
True. Maybe that's why you pay tax. But for prescription medications, you don't pay tax.
Boy, in prescription, calling weed a prescription medication is just
it's
still outside of my boundaries.
It's
of what
medical
I think.
Marijuana, and it requires a prescription. The weird thing about this, though, is there are no other city regulations or permitting requirements. There's not even any operating requirements for these dispensaries. All there is 7% tax.
Sweet. See, I should have opened one up before they put the ban on it.
Well, it's too late now.
We could have held meetings.
MA meetings?
In the back room. No. Yeah, MA.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Breaks would be interesting.
You know what? Can you imagine that? You have an MA meeting at a weed dispensary? That'd be business thinking right there. It's like, hey, guys, come on in. Don't mind all that weed over there.
Okay, question of the week. Why is Russia building 5,000 new bomb shelters in and around Moscow? They're to be completed by 2012.
That is a very interesting thing.
Russian authorities claim their current shelters are too small and outdated, to which I kind of reply, why do you need them? The Cold War is over.
I saw that.
They live a whole lot closer to people who are developing nuclear bombs.
True.
I saw that. They're making enough bomb shelters in Moscow to put the entire population of Moscow into bomb shelters.
But what's
like
the point of it, though?
High-tech bomb shelters.
Yeah, but even so, what's the point of it? Because there's not going to be any food or water for them, so their people are going to die anyway.
Apparently,
they'll figure that out.
They're going to be well-stocked. I don't know. You know what? There was a thing I saw, like Switzerland. Switzerland can put every single person in the country in a bomb shelter. Do you know what country... Is one of the ones with the least bomb shelters is the United States.
I think we're sitting in it, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
2012.
Because you know what? You know that whole Star Wars thing that they said didn't work?
Mm-hmm.
I'm betting it does.
I'll bet it does, too.
Yeah. I'm betting they launch this way, that crap's blown out of the sky.
Yeah.
I wouldn't take that bet.
I would.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another San Jose story. So far, we've got South Carolina and San Jose.
Carolina.
San Jose joins the list of California cities that have banned plastic shopping bags, and they're going to charge for paper ones. The state rejected a statewide ban last September.
Okay.
Just a little FYI.
Is there a reason?
They're trying to force people into using reusable shopping bags.
Yeah.
Forget using, you know what?
Don't use paper bags. Use plastic bags because you're killing the environment with paper bags. Don't use plastic bags. Use paper bags because you're killing the environment with plastic bags.
Well, no, they want you to use reusable bags.
Well, that's funny because I see them collect plastic bags to be reused all the time at the local market. Albertsons has a big bin right out in front of it where you can get your
bags. If I reuse plastic bags, is that okay?
Well, apparently not in San Jose.
Well, no, but if I bring my own plastic bags in, I'm reusing bags.
Well, then I guess you can. I mean, if they're yours.
But they're outlawed.
Let's go up there and try it. That'd be awesome. Crypto is just like hundreds of bags that are like
And hand them out to everybody. Did you bring bags out here? Here's plastic ones.
Yeah, you don't have to buy one. I'll give them to you for free.
That's right.
You don't have to buy it.
What I want to know is, what are they going to do about the drippy things? Like, reusable bags leak.
They have a prescription for that.
Oh, brother. Ba-dum-tsh.
The drippy things?
Yeah, things that might leak or like, get condensation or whatever. And
do you mean like the things like that my mother and my grandmother took home in paper bags for like their entire lives?
Yeah, that's what she means.
Yeah, and the paper bags that ripped out of the bottom all the time because of the drippy things?
That's what she means.
That was part of growing up, though. Learning how to carry that stuff without dropping grandma's crap all over the ground.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Made me invent new ways to carry things.
Okay, we have some Nikki Sixx news.
Really?
Apparently. I heard the rumor Nikki Sixx was in the news today.
Yes, he's dating Denise Richards. Charlie Sheen's ex.
Really?
Yes, apparently they're neighbors and they've been seeing a lot of each other lately.
How much of each other have they been seeing?
Go Nikki.
Apparently they just spent the last weekend together and he tweeted that he was having a midnight rendezvous with a beautiful maiden.
Is that what they call it now?
Yes, apparently. And then the next morning he thanked her all for all the spankings.
All the what?
The spankings.
Wow.
That's what he's tweeting.
Wow.
Tweet. I think
see
Twitter
what
is a bit.
When you get sober?
I think Twitter is a bit TMI. I saw a picture of him too. A recent picture of him. He looks great.
Well, I don't know how sober he is, but I know he did the heroin diaries and all that, and was supposedly getting sober. I don't know if he stayed sober or if he was completely sober or what. But he's got to look better than he used to look.
Yeah, he looks really good.
Wow.
Okay, we got a lot of booziness, so.
Before it was we're not taking enough time commenting on the boozy news. Now it's
now I have 21 stories, so not for all one show, but you know for the next two shows.
Okay.
In Tennessee, 30-year-old Angela Davis has been charged with murder after her 11-month-old died from methadone poisoning.
Wow!
Now here's what's really sick: the baby was sick and it was taken to the hospital. They discovered that the infant had methadone poisoning. They treated it. It started to improve. Then the next morning, died suddenly. With massive amounts of methadone in its system. So they determined that the mother was the one who was giving the infant the methadone. Now, my first question is, you didn't notice that the first time when the baby was brought in and kept the mother away from the child?
Yeah.
I'm flabbergasted.
Because usually they just take the kid right there.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, an 11-month-old with a single mother, the kid's got methadone poisoning.
Yeah, where do you think you got it?
You watch the kid. You keep the kid away from all the relatives because somebody gave it to him.
Clearly.
Kid might have squirted himself.
11 months old?
Well, you know.
He was trying to kick heroin.
They start young now.
Well, the mother admitted to crushing her pills and feeding them to the baby.
Wow.
Yeah.
What the hell?
If I was mom, I'd have claimed accidental breastfeeding thing. I was taking methadone and breastfeeding. Crap, you try,
has
you
a
try
solution
anything.
For everyone that you, needs to get out of something.
You try everything, man.
Okay. Let's see. In Orland Park, Illinois, Cheryl Urzadowski, 38, got a DUI after failing a field sobriety test in which she, and I am quoting, strutted to and fro like a model on a catwalk and then asked the officer to read her or her Amanda rights.
Was she blonde?
There was no picture.
Can I have my Amanda rights?
Yes. She demanded to be read her Amanda rights.
I came that close to just dumping myself over
you
in
did.
The studio.
Yes, backwards in the chair.
Wow.
Well, you know, I've told you and Connor a bazillion times not to do that.
You know that feeling you get where you lean back in a chair just a little too far and right at the last second you catch yourself?
Yeah.
Most of the time?
I feel like that all the time.
That's kind of scary.
You feel like that when you're not sitting down?
That's an old joke.
Oh, okay.
Stephen Wright says that one.
Okay.
In Washington, D.C., journalist Mark Fisher's home was broken into, and the burglar made off with cash, jewelry, and their son's laptop, which he then used to access the boy's Facebook account and post a picture of himself with the stolen merchandise.
Dope.
Yeah. You'd think it was stupid. You'd think he'd get caught right away. But no, police are not actively investigating, as they claim burglary is not prosecuted hard enough, so it's not worth their time.
What?
Perfect.
They've got a clear picture on their son's Facebook account of this guy with the stolen stuff, and the cops are doing nothing about it.
There's got to be more to that.
Well, it's D.C.
Yeah, it's Washington, D.C. What do you expect?
If it ain't if it ain't burning or bleeding, they don't do much about it.
Sick Obama on him. There you go.
Mexican drug cartels are using straw buyers to get as much as 80% of their weapons from the U.S. because obtaining them up here is easier than getting them in Mexico.
Straw buyers.
Like a straw man, like a front.
Oh, okay.
They're paying people to get them weapons and then running them down to Mexico. An Oklahoma narcotics agent was just found guilty of gun running to Mexico using this method. Mexican authorities have seized 90,000 guns in the last 4 years.
How much are they paying? Because we have an unemployment issue up here.
Yeah, really?
You know.
Give them enough guns to solve their own problem?
Yeah.
Wow.
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 Okay.
Wow.
Stupid study. That's the last one for
Was there money for this?
Yes, there was. John McLaughlin at Durham University claims that reflexology can be done more efficiently using the buttocks rather than the feet. Since we all know reflexology doesn't work, I think he just wanted to touch people's butts.
No. Well,
I know, depending upon where they're aiming, I reflexively move quickly.
yeah, really.
Do they mean like reflexology as in working on their feet or using their feet?
Reflexology is the, I don't know what you want to call it. It's the belief that every part of your body
has a trigger point in the foot.
In the foot. And if you press on that point, it will relieve aches and pains and things in that other part of your body.
That's not far off.
It's really stupid. What if you have a pain in your foot? What do you push? Your foot?
Well, yeah, you rub the foot.
Yeah, you rub the foot. Let me give you an example. Have you ever had something where you hit your back in a certain spot and then you feel it on your shoulder? That's an example of reflexology, where you get hurt in one part, like you hit something of your body and you feel it in a different part on your back or something.
Peg has a spot right below her second toe on her left foot that I can rub to get rid of her headaches.
I think it's all a load of hooey. I think you just wanted to grab people's butts.
I'm calling shenanigans on Shelly.
It's totally unproven medically.
Okay. Mark proved it. He's the solution.
Well, all right then. That's the end of the boozy news.
Oh, that's all good.
Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you. At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Awesome. Welcome back.
Nobody's playing anymore, Bruce. You have to find a new shtick.
Your dreams or your ticket out.
You're playing with yourself, so to speak.
Yeah. Where's the Harry Potter movie when you need it? So, you guys compassionate?
No.
You take the comma off the beginning, I am.
Oh.
Wow, it took you guys like, there was like a delayed reaction there. I'm like, wow.
Well, I had to think about what you said for a second. I don't know why. Maybe my brain is a little bit slow tonight.
.com.
Yeah, really.
This is lead out music. So, Shelly came up with the topic. In which manner would you like to cover it?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't really come up with the topic. It was just, I was perusing a topic list to see if there was anything good on it, and I realized that I don't think we've ever talked about compassion.
And there wasn't, so you picked this one?
Exactly.
Okay.
You're not being very compassionate.
People don't ever expect that from me.
Not clearly.
You're compassionate in your own way.
Well, so Shelly?
Yes.
Are you compassionate?
Toward most people, I think I am. I mean, I've gotten more compassionate as time has gone on.
You know, do you think is that a result of the program, or is that just a result of getting older?
No, I think that's mostly the program, because it's gotten markedly improved since I've been sober.
You know, Mark got a little grin there for a second. Markedly improved.
Yes.
What?
You improved like me?
Oh, Mark. Oh, okay.
Maybe she improved from you.
No, obviously
markedly
not.
Improved.
Markedly. Okay. All right. We've moved on. We can move on now.
Okay, Mark, how about you?
I'm compassionate toward newcomers.
Clearly. Because I'm compassionate to them. I had two for breakfast.
That's right. So, no, I think I'm a compassionate person. I care. I'm concerned for people.
What's the most compassionate thing you've ever done in the program?
Sat and listened to you for a day.
Sweet. Look at that.
Yikes.
I just came back from speaking. Mark had to hear the pitch.
And I went
again.
You know, it was like knowing there was a train wreck somewhere and you're not supposed to, you don't want to look, but you have to go just to check it out, to see the carnage.
Awesome.
See, I think that in that respect, I've gotten a little less compassionate because
she won't
go hear me speak anymore. In the beginning, I went every time he spoke somewhere. And a couple of times I even led the meeting for him. And
God,
did my
you must
pitch.
Love him.
But then after like the 10th or 11th time, I was like, okay, I'm just a little over this now. As much as I love you, dear.
I'd go hear her every single time.
I'll tell you though, it was every different time. Tonight.
Why? The story doesn't change and it doesn't get any better.
It was different tonight though. Because we were in a candlelight meeting, so it was dark. And a lot of Bruce's pitch is visual.
Yes, it is. Very
so he
visual.
Was like trying to show people how big things were. And
yeah, they could still
things,
see it.
And if I was across the room, you couldn't see anything.
Please, I could read the time on the clock across the room.
So after you got through 50 minutes of drug-a-log, you said it was time to start talking about recovery?
Yeah.
That's good. You could see that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but that's a common problem. Bruce has such a long story that it's like,
I'll tell you what, it was a two-hour meeting. I could have done 2 hours.
He gets through, like, the bulk of his getting loaded, and then it's time to leave.
Well, it's his program. On and on and on.
Yeah.
Yes, maybe we should sift through the stories and decide which ones are the best. And just use those.
They're all the best.
Maybe someday we should invite Bruce to speak, but we should all take turns telling his story.
We could do it, too.
That's right.
I didn't even do the best story. The
you
best
didn't.
Story is the...
The hospital room.
Is the hospital room.
Wouldn't have gone over well in the dark.
And I also didn't do the trash can story.
Nope.
And that, I get the sleeping bag
been,
story.
That would have been good in the dark. Would have been just as good.
Mm-hmm.
So,
getting back to the topic.
Compassion. I think I show compassion. I might show too much compassion sometimes. Because there's times when, like, well, we had an incident.
I agree with that.
We had an incident the other day where a guy was leaving a recovery home for reasons I won't mention on the air, but he had a reason that he needed to go. It wasn't because of being loaded. It was something else. And was either going to spend the night on the street or, you know, whatever before he went back down to Orange County tomorrow or the next day. And we were over at coffee and everyone's, try this. And I said, well, why don't you just come and sleep in my kid's room? And he's not here. And he came, he stayed, left, what, 8 in the morning or something?
Yeah.
Sent me 3 text messages talking about what a great people we were because we let him stay there. And You know, I don't know if that's being overly compassionate.
Well, we've done that a fair few times for people.
Yeah. We don't keep any booze in the house to get through green recruits, like the big book says.
You can send it to my house.
Yeah, Mark will hook you up. Because, you know, some people don't do that at all. There's many people that don't. They won't have an alcoholic or addict stay in their house because they're expecting to wake up with a bunch of stuff missing.
I wasn't that concerned.
Mark is shaking his head.
I don't do it.
No? Never?
Nope. Nope.
For no reason?
But I have daughters in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? On that score, I kind of got to agree with you because in my family, I had a family member that was getting sober and would bring people home to stay. And there was one that was particularly creepy, and it really weirded me out.
Yeah, well, we're all creepy, so.
I know, but this guy was really creepy.
Yeah, but what the guy wouldn't know is Mark's daughters would kick his ass.
Mark has weapons.
Yeah. So do we. Bladed weapons.
I can use mine from more than 20 feet away, though.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know. At what point do you stop having compassion, though? There was this thing on the radio.
Compassion Anonymous?
Well, no, they were talking about this kid that got, not kid, he's like 30-something, who got shot down by the police when he was holding a water nozzle, sprayer nozzle, and it looked like a gun in the fading light, and the cops, and he looked like he was pointing it at the cops, so the cops shot him and he died. And the family said they should have, that he was drunk, that they should have known that and refrained from firing, that they should have tried to talk to him, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, he has a problem with alcohol, and the cops should have been more compassionate.
I don't see where compassion has anything to do with that.
And the radio personalities we're talking about, and I've forgotten which ones they are, we're talking about how they had no compassion for drunks whatsoever.
Yeah, but I don't know where, you know, like a guy that you think has a gun, I don't think that's a compassion issue. I really don't. I don't see where compassion comes into play on that because it looks like the guy has a gun.
Right, but I mean, that's just the setup for their conversation. They had a big, long conversation about not having compassion for drunks.
Oh.
About they just wouldn't put up with it and wouldn't tolerate it. Then if those people really wanted to get sober, they would.
I don't have any compassion for people who look like they're holding weapons and pointing them at other people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, I agree. I think that the cops probably, in that circumstance, acted the best they could.
Absolutely.
Well, and the radio hosts, you know, I don't have any compassion for drunks. Well, great. That's him. Now I'm in the program, so I have compassion for drunks and addicts.
God helps those who help themselves.
Many people that you would run into would run into someone at a meeting that's just some dog wiped out guy, and normies wouldn't even talk to him. Where alcoholics would. I mean, if you were in a meeting and there was a guy that was all tore up looking, that's there looking for help, you're probably going to talk to him. And you know what? It's not that way with normies. Normies aren't going to sit down and usually and talk with someone that's all dogged out and wiped out looking. They're just not going to. And most addicts and alcoholics would because it's being of service helping another alcoholic addict.
I'm compassionate enough to answer my phone when it rings.
There you go.
Well, I think at a certain point, though...
As long as it's someone with some time.
When you're talking about alcoholics, at a certain point, though, compassion becomes deleterious to the alcoholic himself.
But then they call it enabling.
Yeah. I voted against Prop 36. I thought it was a bad idea.
Okay.
Because there's nothing you can do if somebody's bent on destruction. There's nothing you can do. And sticking all these people in this program just to keep them out of jail... I don't think is very compassionate because they're not going to hit a bottom that way.
See, I disagree. Because even though if they don't hit their bottom right then, that may have been their introduction to program. And when they really need it, they'll know where to go.
Maybe.
And we save some money in the prison at the same time. And they probably learned all new ways to get loaded.
We're not really saving any money because most of those people go to recovery facilities on the state's dime. So.
Yeah. I might feel, you know what, I'll bet it's less money than it is to keep them in prison, though.
Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. I mean, like, keeping somebody on a job where they've called in sick a bazillion times because they were partying too much the night before, I don't think that helps them either.
True. Mark.
Yes.
What do you think?
I got nothing.
You're the solution.
Yeah, you're the solution.
I still got nothing.
Mostly water, a little bit of carbon.
That's right.
That's it.
That's my solution.
So, Shelley, what would your final words on the subject be?
Oh, geez. I would say that, as a general rule, have compassion for everyone you meet, because that person may be you.
Okay. Any final thoughts, Mark?
Yeah, be compassionate towards me. I need it more.
Sweet.
No, I'm just kidding. We show compassion, I mean, in all walks, all areas of our lives. I have a lot of compassion for my family and people in the program. And, it's one of those subjects where there's a lot of different ways to show compassion, and some of them aren't always soft and cuddly. Sometimes the most compassionate thing you can do for somebody is give a good kick in the ass.
Absolutely. My last words on compassion are, it's something I did not have a lot of when I was out there getting loaded. It didn't really matter who you are, what you did, or if you were close to me or far away from me, or I work with you. I was not the most giving, caring, sharing individual. And I learned to have compassion after being in the program in all parts of my life. I do show compassion to people around the program. I've been one of those guys that went in and out a lot. I don't do it in an enabling way, but I do know how to show compassion that way. I've got a lot of compassion for my family with my brother passing recently, and Shelley and I have been showing a lot of compassion with my mom and dad. And, you know, for me personally, makes me feel good. Shelley.
Yes.
Do we have any compassionate guys back in some compassion loving city back east?
The city of brotherly love.
How much more compassion could you have?
The bromance city.
Yes, Philadelphia. Bruce.
The other white meat.
Runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. I should just not even say that and just let you do the .com thingy. That's the number 12stepgazette.com. Thank you.
You know what I'm waiting for? I swear to God, there's someone out there writing out the number 12stepgazette.com.
Okay, it's
That's the same guy who's looking for the A and Y key.
Yes. Okay, now where was I? Anyway, you can go online, read his fine publication, okay. Or you can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe and he will send it to you in the post.
Sweet, the subscription prescription.
That's it.
Mark, do you have any friends online?
Absolutely. You can go to
intherooms.com.
And you can go up and go up on that site. It's absolutely free.
That's a bargain at twice a price.
That's it. So you can go and find groups in the A of your choice. You can listen to speaker tapes and
stuff.
Online meetings and stuff like that. And you can go to Friends of Recovery 101, which is where we highly recommend you go to. And you can listen to the show on our embedded player while you search the site. Have a fantastic time.
Sweet. We've got email addresses at recovery101radio@gmail, recovery101radio@hotmail, and recovery_101@hotmail.com.
.com.
And Mark.
What?
Who's the lead on music by?
I'm going to have to edit that pause.
I don't know. 6 a.m.
Sweet, because of our Nikki story.
That's right.
Everyone, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
Thank God.
Be gone if I-